What?
Oh, wait.
Where's my breaker?
Okay, you're recording.
Thank you. Okay, so this is the February 12th special session of the Transit Advisory Committee, and it is 1:15. So we're going to call the order. So roll call, Judy Flowers? Nope. Donna Pulling?
Here.
Moni?
Yes.
How do you say your last name, Moni?
Long.
Long. Okay, Umberto?
Nope.
Luis?
Here.
Cynthia?
Here.
Keita.
Keita. I want to say Kata.
Keita. I want to say Kathy.
Connie's here. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Chris, Jessica's here. And do you see there are two R's in your last name, Jessica?
Yeah.
John's not here. Aubrey's not here. Frank's not here. Lorena is. Judy's here. And Anna's here. Okay. All right, so the first item is if everyone has time to read over the action agenda, and then we'll Has everyone had a chance to read it? Okay. Does anyone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
I move that we approve the minutes from the December 20th, 2017 meeting of the TAC Advisory Committee.
Thank you. Second?
I second.
Who said that? Jessica, you said it?
I did.
Oh, you seconded?
Yes.
Oh, who made the motion?
Me. Donna.
Oh, gosh, somehow I was hearing it come from Connie. Thank you, Donna. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded for the approval of the minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign? Okay. The minutes have been approved for the December meeting. Okay, second item, we have a new TAC member. Everybody welcome Donna Pulling. Not that she's a stranger to the buses, because for not being a TAC member, I've spent more time with her than anybody else, and she's a huge help, and she's also going to do in-kind services for us on the next budget, which is awesome. And even before the next budget, she's coming in a couple hours a week to help me out with stuff just to free me up a little bit. So it's hugely helpful. Would you like to say anything, Donna?
No, looking forward to working with the team here.
All right. So that means we currently have three local residents, which is really great. Okay, ridership report. Umberto?
So Umberto's not here today, but everybody got a copy of the ridership report?
Yeah.
So through January, or, well, for the month of January was 3,078 passengers. We're up from last year's numbers.
Yay.
So that's great. And mostly that is being reflected with the other months in the fiscal year. There's a breakdown there at the bottom as far as the different types of riders riding the bus. If there's any questions, let us know.
Okay. And Connie, as soon as this crazy application is finished on the 20th, I want to set up a meeting with you so that we can. You came and met with me like the second week I was here, and I was like a deer in headlights. So I was hoping I could set a meeting up with you again to go over all the numbers and how you organize everything again. So I appreciate that, and I'll give you a call in, I think, 2 weeks. Okay. John asked me to put him on the agenda every month to do a Coaches Connections report. He's not here.
We'll do a real quick one.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course, Luis. Thank you.
So for the numbers in January, there was 406 transports for the Coaches Connection. Those numbers are up from the previous month. In December, we had 328 riders. So our numbers are ticking up. As you know, we established the Benson route on January 16th. So the times changed a little bit. We're still trying to, you know, deal with that in that, you know, some riders were used to the old schedule, but now they're having to go with the new schedule now that there's two routes going into Benson. So January 16 is when that started. We also, there hasn't been much ridership from and to Benson. However, we think it's still in its infancy, so we're still waiting for some word of mouth, for the advertising also to kick in. Overall, for this fiscal year and the Coaches Connection, we've put on the bus 1,115 riders for the past 3 months. So that's it, Judy.
Cool.
Any questions?
I have a question and a comment. When I rode the bus to Benson, it was I was told that there were no bus schedules at the visitor center or in different locations in Benson, so that might help increase your ridership if people know when the bus is coming, maybe opening them up and posting them. But I was asked to deliver that message at this meeting, if we could get some bus schedules to Benson, and I'd be happy to deliver them if someone were to give me a stack of them that I could distribute to the visitor center, certain businesses.
Okay. Both the visitor center and City Hall have schedules now, and so does the Chamber of Commerce in Benson.
Oh, okay. So has that been as of like this last week or something, or when was that? Do you know?
Yes, I picked some up at some extras in Douglas for the Chamber of Commerce, and replenished the ones at City Hall, and shortly after the bus started running, there were some at the Visitor Center. They might be gone by now. I don't know. I just got that. I was just told that last week, so. I'll double check with the Visitor Center and make sure they have them, but I just picked up new ones last week to,
oh, okay,
to replenish what did completed.
Oh, wonderful.
Any other questions, comments?
I think the ridership will increase as the daylight getting brighter in the morning, mm-hmm, and lighter still when they get back home.
Yeah.
So that should help a lot.
Right. And another thing I want to mention is that the Cochise Connection is now stopping at the Lyric in Old Bisbee as opposed to the Lowell Plaza. So that's the new stop, and it's been in place since the 16th as well.
Does it still stop at Lowell or just the Lyric?
No,
it
doesn't just stop at Lyric.
No, it stops at the Lyric, and it parks and takes up the largest parking space in downtown Bisbee. And it stays there, and it stays there. And I get 3 to 4 phone calls a day because he won't move and people can't leave the parking spot. So it's not working out well for downtown Bisbee. Just so you know.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Boss. Okay. Item 5, discussion and possible approval of the 2018-2020 ADOT 5311 transit grant for the Bisbee bus system. And that is me. All right, so okay, so this sheet is where we currently are in year 2 of the current grant. And let's see what's interesting. So far, our overall total in admin is 58.05%, and operations, oh, I guess capital didn't get on here, and then 56.8% for operations, and if you divide 100 by 24, and this is December, we would be at like 58%. So we're right where we should be, even though we have some that are a little over and some that are a little under. And hopefully we'll get some of that adjusted for the next budget. And does anyone have any questions on the current year 2? Budget. Okay.
I have a question, Judy.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm so
no,
like,
no, please.
Not familiar with
yeah,
looking at this. This
that's
is
okay.
Total.
Mm-hmm.
So is the service contract under operating?
It's under both, because some of it's admin and some of it's so under
yeah,
admin.
So under operating, the service contract.
Yeah,
is
that's
that the mechanic.
Louise, can you help us out with what the differences are between the on the Douglas contract, what goes under operations and what goes under admin?
So, yeah, according to the contract, there's both an admin and an operating
right
that gets billed to the city of Bisbee. So there should be a contract amount in both amounts. I don't see it in the admin.
I don't. That's why I was questioning.
Oh, management contractor fee?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and there's some extra in there for something else, but this, the contract cumulative.
Oh, I see, the $65,750, that one?
Yeah.
Under admin, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I didn't know exactly what precisely what activities were admin versus.
And again, I'm sorry for my.
That's okay. Please ask.
That's the whole amount though, correct? That's the 60, that those contract amounts are the full amount of
that,
the
yeah,
grant.
For the 2 years.
So how would we know what Bisbee's portion of that
well,
is?
Well, no, Bisbee's portion for the 2 years.
Is this amount?
Is the 65,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
This is just our budget for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Donna, if you look like the next column over where it says anticipated budget for year two, that's where the other half of all that money goes.
Okay.
In that dark gray, it took me a minute to
understand.
Yeah.
Thank you. I see what you're doing here with the dark.
Yeah, sorry, the budget's in.
Yeah, because it's one of the only budgets you ever see in your life. It's a 2-year budget.
Uh-huh.
It's not a 1-year budget, so it gets split.
I appreciate.
So.
Okay, thanks for the explanation.
I have a really hard time with this.
Sorry.
Now, no, Judy, it's really simple now, but because it's who operates on
the
budget.
Yeah.
So it just took me a while to get it together, but I got it.
Okay.
But you did a good job with
it. Okay, and it's laid out in Judy Think, so some of there are some extra columns in there, just because I was trying to analyze.
No, it works.
You analyze it.
You made
yeah.
it very clear. For
okay.
me, I can read it.
Okay.
I'm getting your paper copy.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah.
Are you guys ready for the new budget on the... Okay, so on this sheet, the one that's in portrait, what I did is I laid out our current 2-year budget is on the left, and the proposed is on the right, and I tried to, even though the gray makes it kind of hard to read, I tried to line up, like program manager lines up with program manager so that you can compare, and so far, things like we won't need as much for the program manager. I need to double check with finance, but I think we're going to save a lot on the mechanic because up until 3 months ago, we were just doing a percentage of his pay. So we were paying somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000 a month toward the mechanic's salary or hourly or whatever. But starting in October, all of us that deal with the transit have started actually logging our exact hours, and suddenly his pay has dropped down to about $300 to $400 a month. So that's saving us somewhere between $700 and $1,700 a month over 2 years. So I got the bus on here. Some of the new capital I haven't got the numbers for yet. I got the lift and the preventative maintenance on the bus, which are the big things. I still need to look up the shelter, the signage. We might get another bench or two. We need to talk about which buses we want to get the GPS audio video on. And then for some reason, I've never dealt with this exact, the ADOT Excel sheet, and so it won't let me add more lines, so there's more I need to get in capital. Just a couple more, like, really small things. Like, I'd like to get some holders to put in the buses just to hold brochures and hold my business cards, and also to put in something so we can put big laminated signs that might have holiday schedules or something. So we just need little things, you know, that it would slide into. So that shouldn't be a huge expense. So I just need to add those. So far, I'll definitely look over this with Andy. Maybe I'll even have Luis help me at some point. But so far, I'm $500,000 under our current 2-year budget. My new 2-year budget's $500,000 less. So I need to go and double check numbers again. And make sure All my Excel numbers are adding up correctly. Cumulative 200. Well, admin, so it looks like admin dropped by about 30,000 and operating. $471 versus $402, so that's another $70,000. Well, anyway, I've been working on this rather furiously over the past week, and the budget's passed through a few hands over the past year or two, so I want to double check, and I'll definitely have Andy and, like I said, maybe Louise look at it with me just to see what's going on. But, you know, if we can save some money, obviously, that would be a good thing. So, anyway, are there any questions? A lot of the decisions in the new budget are based on, I did charts to look at trends of the reimbursables. I looked at charts of the percentages. There were notes from Melanie when she came up with the second year budget for this one. I looked through all the notes. And like I said, I made some assumptions, but I'll check up on as far as like the mechanic's salary and things like that. So anyway. And you guys are always welcome to, if you need more time to digest it, you can always call or email. Not that we can't sit here as long as you want. And also on the fuel, I looked at the environmental, is it EIA? EAI? Anyway, I looked at the projections. And so currently they've got gas at $2.53 a gallon. And I projected out to 2021 because 2020, you know, it goes through October, so it's almost 2021. And at that point, it'll be $3.05 a gallon is what they're guessing. So I kind of based my fuel numbers on those.
I just have a question, Judy, about if the ridership is up in Bisbee here by, I mean, I don't know, it looks like
a small percentage, but it is rising. So that is, is there a correlation in revenue to that? Do we have any idea of how that, I'm still, again, not familiar with how to read this chart here, but is that, are those individual ride amounts or are those bus pass amounts? How do we know? Okay, so here we see monthly pass for...
And I have...
I'm just wondering if we're getting more revenue because of the increased ridership in Bisbee. Is it possible that, because I'm wondering about your signage, you know, that you want to put in the bus, the brochure racks and the signs and just and additional shelters or whatever, just generating revenue for those expenses for next year. Can we look at the ridership numbers?
Yeah, if you want, Umberto sends us a spreadsheet and it, every month he adds the next month. So after the meeting, we can go back and we can go over that and we can look at the total numbers the year.
I'm just thinking, is that some place that we can look at for increased revenue for next year? We can't, or can we?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get that projection. I'll probably need a little help making sure and...
We just got to make sure that it's not all AAA passes that's going... We got to see where the ridership increase is
happening.
That's
what I meant.
Yeah.
That's exactly what my question is.
So
right.
It could be that we have 10% more ridership, but we see no money at all.
It's all passes.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So just to get that breakdown as to where, if we can look at increased ridership, I mean, it's a great thing that more people are riding the bus. I'd like to
get them all paid.
Yeah.
So you have, not only do we have the AAA
and
passes,
so,
but
you know, looking at our own
mini grant passes too.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Not only is there the AAA passes out there that have increased, but remember you've got the SIGO mini grants, the legacy funding.
Exactly.
That's got passes as well.
Exactly.
So and a lot of the increase in ridership is probably due to those passes.
The passes,
right.
But we'll find out. It's good to have that number because that
absolutely
is a good question.
Absolutely.
Because we are growing. Our ridership does grow. And I do have a feeling that we do accommodate a lot of impoverished or poor. So, and we did those May grants to help those. That's who we were trying to accommodate and help. So if it worked. Unfortunately, it doesn't.
You don't want to over-project your revenue.
That's what I
definitely want to stick to
expecting
because you might take away some revenue from the grant, from the 5311 grant.
Yeah, that's one of the charts I did.
Right.
And then I put the little trend line, and you couldn't even really tell it was going up. So, I'm trying.
I just think that it's important for us to know if we are making steps towards increasing ridership through contacting business owners, for example, that have employees that ride. We want to know what is going to work for our paid riders. And so not that we're going to necessarily spend that money for next year with it, you know, over projecting those incomes, but we want to know what works as far as our promoting the bus. That's what I was asking that question for.
Cool. And Donna? That's why you're here, to help figure all that stuff out. as far as how to get our ridership up and talking to, trying to increase our paying numbers. So I think I did the math right. I think whoever did the budget last time did the math incorrectly, but I think our, what's it, cost per passenger trip is $10 and something.
Because you take the total admin, you add it to the total operating, and you divide it by the number of riders.
Are we talking about, which, are you talking about what you, the contract is covering, or?
No, I'm just talking about just the number. And it seemed high, but I looked back and, you know, there'd be some months where it'd be $1.43, and there were a couple months where it was $20, so.
Because of your capital, because you also have to consider capital costs.
Right, so the higher your cost.
Capital, operating, and administration.
Oh, capital's in there too? Oh.
All of your costs, and then divided by your ridership.
Okay, I'll have to, yeah, that's something I'll definitely have to call you about, Luis. What else just went through my head?
Right.
Is that because of the new bus or something? Is that
the capital that you're talking about? What capital? Is it the new bus?
Well,
capital needs to be considered.
So what are you talking about?
I'm not sure which numbers Judy used to come up with $10. Was it including the capital or not including?
No, that was just the total admin and the total.
Oh, so that's without the capital.
That's without capital, so it might be.
So it would be $15 if we were adding the new bus on that.
You've got to spread it out through.
Right, but I'm saying that a new bus is what, $200,000?
$100,000, yeah.
$100,000,
yeah.
But there are capital expenditures, you know, this, the bus stops and bus benches add into there, and this year we need a lift to lift the bus so we can work on it, so.
Okay.
So everything is high, what you're really seeing here is how highly subsidized.
Right, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
Is really highly subsidized.
Absolutely.
And then when you add on your increased ridership, and then we really go for those free bus passes for the people who need them.
We do.
That really means the people, that really brings up.
That brings the gap even higher. So that's why we have to increase our paid ridership, make that bus usable.
But if it makes you feel any better, Donna, I believe Douglas's, from when I looked at their G66, I need to ask you about that too. Theirs is $8 and something per rider.
Okay.
Yeah, so
it's about typical.
Everybody's high.
So just a rough number here, you have a $350,000 budget.
Uh-huh.
You have about 37,000 riders.
Mm-hmm.
That's just using last year's number.
So that's
about $9.50.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Per rider.
Gotcha.
Is what's costing you. So.
Gotcha.
Just gives you an idea, like how much it gets subsidized. You pay a dollar, but really it's costing you, you know, $10 to.
So just for curiosity, asking, is Douglas also highly dependent on passes and their paid ridership? How is Bisbee compared to Douglas in paid ridership?
More than anything, we rely a lot on the grant itself and on partnerships. With SIGO, with our call center that we do transports, Cochise College. Now the Cochise Connection, working with SIGO and the Legacy Foundation.
But I mean, are those are not paid?
Yes. So
individual rides are paid for with cash?
Through contracts, yes. So like for the call center, whenever we transport employees to their call center, we get paid for those.
Oh, I see. You have a contract with the call center.
Yes.
I understand.
As well with Cochise College. We charge them per transport and then a fixed fee, you know, for making the trips out there.
Okay.
So.
And so is that fee a reduced fare from what their normal adult fare would be?
Yes and no. For the call center, it's the exact fee. For the Cochise College, we worked out a fee that it's a student fee.
A
basically.
Student fee.
So it is a reduced fee than the normal regular $1 fare.
Good to
know. Plus, but the fixed fee also helps with that. We charge $265 per trip that we make out to the college.
Uh-huh.
So depending on how much ridership, it varies. It's about $1 per transport around there. So we highly depend on partnerships, the 5311 grant itself.
Yeah.
And just fares is just it's one of the pieces in the puzzle, but not definitely the thing that we rely on.
Right. I just was wondering, in comparison to Bisbee's numbers, as far as your individual fares is concerned, if it's about the same.
It's about the same, I would say.
Okay, yeah, gotcha. It's about the Thank same. You.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And on the buying a new bus, Donna, ADOT has been, or the FT, I don't know who, has been doing a lot to encourage preventative maintenance and giving us, for example, we can, it's kind of a convo, anyway, preventative maintenance normally would go into operations, and so we would only, we would have to pay for 48, what are the, what's 58, the
58, 42.
They pay 58 to 42. 42. Okay. So if preventative maintenance were kept under operations, we would have to come up with 42% as match. And ADOT is now letting us put, or they have been letting us put preventative maintenance under capital, because then we only have to pay 20%.
Oh, okay.
And their idea is the more we do toward preventative maintenance, the longer our buses will last.
Oh, okay.
And so toward your...
Changing the oil more often, is that kind of a... What's a preventative maintenance
thing? Yeah, changing the oil, the tires, air filters, uh-huh. Just making sure we do it.
Uh-huh.
And so they've been... they've let us move it to capital to save us money, and then on top of it, we're having to be more regimented about documenting it and making sure all the preventative maintenance is happening to make the buses last longer so that we don't have to get new buses as often.
Okay.
And that's statewide.
Yeah.
That's for...
Yeah. It's not just us. As special as we are, it's not just us. Sorry. Okay. Any other questions, comments? And please, any of you that actually knows a lot more about what's going on, if you see anything, please let me know. And because I made a lot of assumptions, educated assumptions, but assumptions, so anyway. Are there any other questions, comments about the budget? They're talking. I'm just making sure they.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Any questions, comments? No. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I need to get, and I forgot to sort of, oh no, I did. Yay. Okay. So would someone like to make a motion to approve the budget so that we can take it to the council next on the 20th?
Are you going to add more to it, or?
Oh, yeah. I just know we're supposed to sort of have, I mean, I can send it to you, but I don't know how you'd vote on it then, but.
Lisa's the one that has to.
there is potential to add some more stuff if you wanted some administration costs.
Oh, I didn't do the number, did I? The magic 30% rat.
Well, Are you at 30% on the admin to the...
I completely forgot about that. Now, Luis, are you guys going to get, do you need to get approval from TAC? We just had the TAC meeting.
It's on the agenda to seek possible approval.
From TAC?
For your move, for, yes, from TAC at this point. So if you want to get that at least for these summary figures, you can.
No, I...
If you think you're going to bring them... Bring significant changes, then I wouldn't seek approval right now, right?
Okay, but how? What about Douglas? How are you guys going to get? Are you going to get approval from TAC on your budget?
We didn't put it as an approval. No. What we usually do is from TAC is we put it up for discussion, and we gather their feedback, but we didn't put it as an action item.
Okay.
Not to say that you guys shouldn't do that.
Oh, I just.
That it was done for us.
Say that again, the last part.
That's just the way that we do it.
Oh, okay.
Just discuss it. And that's pretty much it. We didn't get an actual action item to say, yes, we approved this budget. We just discussed it.
Okay.
And just gather their input.
Oh.
And then put it up to the...
Council.
Right.
Oh, right. Okay, for some reason, I thought someone told me we should get TAC.
And keep in mind that whatever, this is up for review to ADOT as well.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever you get approval from council, then goes through the ADOT process, so you might get those numbers kicked back.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
You have to bring it back down
right
here.
Right.
So it might not be the final figure either.
No, I understand
it's
that.
It's just at least...
Well, maybe we have a different group. Because I know that we aren't required to get TAC approval before we go to council, but I was told that some people on our committee would insist on it, and so that's why I did it. But I felt, yeah, I mean, that's why I was hesitant just now asking for approval, because I knew we weren't there, and I didn't know how we got there. Okay, so discussion, that's fine, then, yeah. Well, next...
Because you have to turn it in by the 21st of this month, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we definitely need to get it into your council. When's your council meeting?
The 20th.
20th?
Yeah.
Is this all you're lacking now is your budget portion of it, or is...
I have to rewrite parts of the application that still mention the proposed route through Palominas and Hereford. And we need to look at Title VI and see if there were any updates since it was written a year or two ago. And
just minimal then.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worried. I'm not, I mean, maybe I should be, but out of ignorance, maybe I'm not. I mean, I feel better than I did a couple weeks ago because I feel like I actually understand now everything that I have to do. So I feel more confident. But it's been trying to come up with a diplomatic word. It's been a exciting 5 months, a constantly changing 5 months. So, yeah, but I think we're good. But I definitely could use input on the...
So do you suggest, Luis, that once we have all the numbers and we have the whole thing, we should send it to you to review, or... I mean, we have to have it into council, and it's got to be done by then.
Mm-hmm. By when do you have to submit it into the agenda?
Tomorrow. Well, not the actual grant. We have till Thursday for that.
Right.
And by then, we have to have it done. so that we can send it in to council for the 20th. But the, I have the resolution, then I have the CAF ready, but the actual grant, they do the copies on Thursday, because that's our last working day. So that's when we plan on having it done.
So I don't see there being another TAC meeting then.
We don't have the time.
Right, there's no time for another TAC meeting, so it's going to be up to the TAC to see if they want to, you know, send their approval with this budget, which is, you know.
Well, I guess we don't need it. I didn't realize that. Melanie led me to believe that our committee would want to do that, but it wasn't required. So the only reason I put it on here is because I thought someone would be insisting. But since it's just a matter of you guys, we need to review stuff.
If you guys, it's how you guys want to do it.
Okay. I'm going to leave it like that then. So I guess, so what do you guys think is missing out of the admin? Is it all this indirect cost stuff down at the bottom in the light blue? Because that's something else I need to talk to finance about. They want to do the indirect costs, but they don't think we need to do the plan or the indirect cost. I can't think of the word. We have to come up with a rate. And so the budget's now laid out the way finance thought it should be laid out. So some of these things are now under indirect costs. So those are numbers I need to still add back into. But all the categories that are in the left-hand side are all the categories we had previously. So that's what I was going from is. I suppose we don't have to do this right now in the middle of the meeting. I can call some of you guys to get input. If I look at the G66 and look at all your lines, I should be able to get an idea of what. Okay. And I have no ego, so you guys can tell me anything, anytime. You don't have to tiptoe when you're telling me stuff about the budget or the grant.
Would you say that this two-year budget here is mostly, well, it's mostly accurate, right? There's a few things, numbers that you have to go back and double check, and that's understandable because you're just going through the process. You're not going to get everything exactly. You need to be, but this is really a ballpark of how you see yourself operating for the next 2 years as of today.
I think so, because like I said, the left-hand side is our current budget, our current two-year budget, the categories we use, the numbers we used. And so that's why there are some gaps on the right-hand side, because I was trying to get the items to line up so that you could just look straight across and see, okay, administrative staff was 5,100, and I have it set at 5,000. So this is all I know to do, is what's on the left-hand side. But I do need to talk to finance to figure out how this indirect cost thing works.
Yeah.
Judy, is your year two, considering that you will be here with the city of Bisbee, or what is that? Is
yeah.
that just basically how you're seeing year one operate? You don't see any changes happening in year two that you may want to...
In what category?
In the administration side.
Well, I know the program manager can drop because I think we're going to have fewer people, so we'll have fewer hours. I'm hoping we can consolidate it more so it's not so strung out.
If you are considering consolidating, like with the city of Douglas, you know, doing some of that admin, is that...
We need to get that in there. No, I meant we have like 3 or 4 people here right now.
Okay.
And I'd like to get it down to 1 or 2, so, because information's getting lost.
Okay.
Whatever
that projection is, or what mm-hmm. you guys think you're going to do, you might want to put it under how you see things moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least project the best case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You see the city of Bisbee at least in a year two, because that's kind of way down
mm-hmm.
in 2020, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just my 2 cents on
that. Has to be in there if it's the planning portion of it.
Okay.
It would have to be in the...
She's talking about the consolidation.
Okay.
down the road. Where Douglas would be the...
Does that require a planning grant?
It would have to be. It would have to go through the planning process, yes, because unless they just extended or expanded on your RFP that you've got right now or the contract you're working on right now, which could also be a possibility.
Well, so. I thought, like, you guys were going to talk. Remember we talked about it at the Douglas meeting?
Oh, yeah, well, we haven't sat down, and that was one of the things that I asked Chris as I left, and he says he's open to meeting, you know, sometime this week.
Okay.
You want to sit down and talk about it and look at possibilities, but we're all trying to finish up grants and work on other people's grants or help assist another grant, so we've sort of been stretched to the limit here, but I think that... That's one of the things that Luis is looking at is the fact that you've got management and contractor fees, and then we've got all these other expenses that are in there as well. And so, depending on which way you're going to go, are all of these...
Well, the management. There? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
excuse me. So we weren't going to talk about that merge or changing our operation until we completed the grant that we're working on now. So. This won't even come up in the current grant.
Okay.
We
so
need
then
2 years to sit down and talk right. about it and find out what all... We wanted to take plenty of time to talk about it. So okay. in
Absolutely.
The current grant we're applying for, we're not considering changing
anything
any operation.
Of that.
Right. But come after that, on the following 2-year grant, 2 years and some months, then we'll have to start.
Okay. So we were under a different...
Right. Somehow it all got jumped forward in the Douglas
yes.
meeting.
Right.
And I'm not...
But we're not ready. We've got a lot to plan on
okay,
as
good.
Two cities and an organization before we
okay,
say we're
so
going
then,
to plan.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
erase what we just...
Yep.
Yeah.
And let's go back to the beginning. And in that case, you know, it's just basically, we didn't know, I guess I didn't know, and I think Luis was along the same line that we were looking at.
Oh, is that what you meant about 2 years? Mm-hmm. Am I still going to be
yes.
here?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, I am if we consolidate and you hire me. I'm kidding. Yes, I plan on being here for two years, and I didn't know exactly what, I don't even know where we are in the renewal of Douglas, so I don't know if we're using the same numbers for the new year for the contract. I just put the old numbers
well,
in.
I think you're right on year one. Just keep in mind that for year two, I think that's the contract expires, right?
Right.
Correct.
Because we get 2 1-year extensions.
That's your right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Is it over? When is it over? Isn't it in August?
September, I believe.
September of, we have it matching up with...
Actually, if you guys can extend us two more years...
Right.
And you guys wouldn't need to go to RFP.
Correct.
So for this one, for this two-year cycle, that would be the end of the extension available.
That's why we did the extension the way we did it, because that gave us plenty of time to talk about this and figure it out. Because in the middle of all this, we want to figure out how we grow this Cochise connection. So we have a lot to talk about as two cities.
So then, because I was reading the contract last night and it said that you guys were held to your number, but was that just for the first 3 years and then with the renewal? You can negotiate a higher price each year, or is it this the price for all 5 years? Or am I putting you on the spot? I'm just trying to figure out how to do the budget.
Yeah. I thought it was the same number, but I'd have to look back at the contract.
For all 5 years, or just for the first three, we're staying at the same number? And you'll have to look at the contract.
I think we talked and we decided we were going to price you at the same rate.
Okay.
So long as the operations remain the same.
The same.
Mm-hmm. So I can just leave the numbers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
So do we want to extend the hours, like a later hours, or, you know, I've been hearing that some people that wanted to, like an excess trip in the evening.
Right.
Was that, were you guys in the middle of surveying, providing a survey, mm-hmm. right?
And that would affect our operating costs and all that, right?
Yeah, it would. Mm-hmm. It would most likely increase those, but I mean, once you get those survey results back and see what there's a need for, I mean, you would sit down and analyze those and see if there's a need for an additional route or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
what ADOT recommends we do, so.
Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't add to additional cost to the next year's operation?
Survey two? No, right?
Well, I think we were looking into enhancing the system to make it work more efficiently for the riders, but somehow have it work within the numbers that we currently have.
Well, we can't change the numbers, can we? We're working on a working grant. We can't go and say, oh, we need more money on this grant.
No. Right, yeah.
So we have to work with the number we have.
Right.
However, we enhance or change the routes within that figure, that's
right.
the only option that we have.
So right.
We can't actually go in and say, well, we're going to add a little more in this, because we don't have a plan to do that. So we can look at all these hours and stuff, but we have to do it with the money we have. We can't add any more on.
Right. What's the last route that Douglas offers? What's the time for the last route? The last.
The Cochise connection or the?
No, the Douglas bus.
The Douglas rides within the community?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your last time?
The drivers are back into the office by 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Much earlier than ours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what time do you start?
8 o'clock.
See, their ridership uses the bus for different things than our ridership does.
Well,
that's why we've got to do a survey to find out exactly what we want.
Yeah.
Now, because I will tell you, the Cochise, the connection, when they did the survey, there were, if I'm not mistaken here, there were about, there were 600 people who were going to take the Cochise connection every week. 5 have done it. That's why the survey has become so important and sometimes misleading. So when we get ready to look at our route, we've got a lot, because we have another problem in Old Bisbee. People say they can't get up, we're forcing them to drive because they can't get back and forth. We have a lot of details to look at. But not a lot of these little intercity buses go very late at night. I'm not saying we can't do it, but we really got to know, before we do the resources, we really got to make sure that we're serving the right number of people.
Yeah. I understand. I guess, and here I am asking a lot of ignorant questions because I'm not familiar with really this advisory committee's composition and what I'd like to see what Douglas's budget is. I'd like to see how Douglas's route works. I'd like to see, I mean, we're both operating under the same grant. Douglas is administering this grant. And well, so I'd just kind of like to see in comparison.
Well, Douglas is administering our grant.
I know.
They have their own grant.
Yeah.
And Sierra Vista has their own grant, and Benson has
their own grant.
So their grant numbers will be different based on the number of people that they have in that community. So those numbers will vary from community to community. And the number of miles of intercity road. That's where it gets complicated. So this, as this next year, as we start doing these surveys and stuff, we'll start putting together all these questions so it becomes more familiar to you.
Okay.
And they're not ignorant questions because not everybody here has all the answers to everything.
I mean, just even though, okay, Douglas has its own grant.
Yeah.
See, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, we're paying them to administer ours because we didn't want to go through the...
I just
well, they're not
saying that my
administering
question
the
is,
grant
is there some information that we can gain by looking at how Douglas does their bus that we can learn from and apply. Not that we're in competition or anything, but just how do you do it? How does it work? Maybe you have a different demographics. Maybe you have different needs. I understand, you know, you have contracts. We don't have contracts. But there may be some benefit into us looking at how that grant works. And if that's possible, to do that, if it's legally possible to do that, there might be some advantage in our looking at that. And that's my only reason for asking.
Mm-hmm. And you have 2 years to do it because when we go out for the brand new grant, we've got to have all these answers, these questions answered. Like, how late do we go? How many additional runs do we do? Who's going to administer this? Because one thing we're talking about is giving all the administration to Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
And then all we, you know, all I really want to do are routes and the maintenance on the bus. I don't want anything else to do on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we have a lot to talk about in these next 2 years.
Okay.
And the, what's really interesting to me is that we're the ridership that's growing in the county.
Mm-hmm.
We are now, we're the ones that every, there's a little tick up constantly in our ridership, and not everybody else is experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to figure out how to flush this out. Because what I really find interesting is that, and the ridership numbers is the number of people that are riding the buses, the relativity amongst number of drivers, number of buses, okay, and the miles you cover, and then how many people are riding. It's very interesting when you boil these numbers down to see per capita how many more people in Bisbee ride the bus than in Sierra Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Or even.
Right.
Those are where it gets, and that's where you really start to find the need for your system and who you're really serving. But the next 2 years, you got 2 years with us now, we got to get this worked out. Because in a year, we'll be starting a process on a new grant to see where we go and how we do that. So there's a lot to do here. But those are all good questions for us to figure out. And we're talking about changing our bus routes in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had it wide open. Nothing is set the way it is. Nothing stays the way it is. We have to look at everything as an option to make this better. So we're going to have to have all those questions done. We're asking the right questions. For one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's going to take a couple years to get there.
Mm.
Anything else?
I'm just trying to find my agenda that I'm writing notes on. Action agenda. There we go. All right. All right. Staff comments. Member comments. Someone like to...
Motion to adjourn?
Yes.
I motion that we adjourn.
Thank you.
Second.
Second.
Do we vote on adjournment? Okay, thank you. All right, then I declare this meeting adjourned at 2:20.